For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA's, fleet of research vessels travel the globe. In the case of the Fairweather, it's been charting the waters around Alaska since it left Newport in May. Before it pushed off, I got a quick tour with the ship's commander.
I'm Commander Mark Van Wass. I'm the commanding officer of the NOAA ship Fairweather. Fairweather is a research vessel in the NOAA fleet that's primarily focused on hydrographic surveying in Alaska. Fairweather and Rainier, two sister ships, are two of the oldest ships in the fleet at 50 years old. They were launched in 1967 and commissioned in 1968 and put into service. We're primarily focused on nautical charting. We're out there updating the charts and making sure that it's safe for mariners of all types to sail and stay off of the rocks and be safe. So particularly here in Newport, we have a very large fleet of crab fishermen who benefit from our updated charts up and down the coast. We're on the bridge of the ship. This is where we drive and control the operations of the vessel. We have the helm stand where we steer, cruise at about 12 knots. That's 12 nautical miles per hour. Can get up to about 14 knots at our max speed. Additionally, we have two radars on board that help us keep track of the other vessels around us and also help us navigate through the narrow passages that we find ourselves in Alaska. Sometimes we'll be going through an area that's only a quarter mile across. This is what we call the plot room. It's the sort of nerve center of the ship for our data processing. So the workstations that are around the room are used by our survey technicians and officers to process the data, prepare the data for charting. We also have our shipboard acquisition system. That's where the technicians will operate the ship's sonar to collect the data when the ship is running. Typically, this ship will measure down to several hundred to 1,000 or so meters deep. Watch your step going down the ladder. We have a lounge on board that's set up for the crew to relax in the evenings and enjoy a movie or some games or just sort of sit and get a little bit of time off from their workday. We've got a big screen and a projector. A number of people can gather around and watch one of the several hundred movies that we have on board. We're fortunate that we're able to participate in the Navy movie system where the Navy provides classic movies to recent releases. We try to stay away from titles like The Perfect Storm. That's a little iffy when you're out in the ocean to watch that kind of thing. We have up to 57 people on board, and we all have to eat. So we have our crew mess adjacent to the galley where the stewards prepare our food.
On the Fairwood, fueling operations are in progress. The smoking lamp is out. There will be no smoking, welding, grinding, chipping, or other hot work until further notice. Again, smoking lamp is out.
That was for the fueling operations. While we're taking on fuel, as we are at the moment, we do not allow any kind of hot work that produces a spark or a flame, just to minimize the risk of having a fire on board. We're stepping onto the fantail. That's the aft deck of the vessel. Where you can see a number of pieces of equipment from our winches to our A-frame that allows us to tow side-scan sonar from up behind the ship to one of our small boats, our skiff that lets us get in and do near-shore work and get people onto the shore when we need to set up equipment and whatnot. There's an ever-increasing focus on shipping. The more goods that can be put on a ship, the more value there is to the shipping company to bring that in. And with more accurate charts, the vessels can be larger, can have deeper drafts, be closer to the bottom, and still safely get in and out of port.
Commander Mark Van Wass of the NOAA research vessel Fairweather, which is due to dock soon for winter repairs in November. This audio postcard is part of KLCC's ongoing 50th anniversary tour.